This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, you know that face of yours, right? Look, I know everybody loves it, but when you're out in public, nobody wants to see it. Oh. Cover that B up, because it's the COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on.
Even before COVID, people wanted me to cover my face.
That's so true.
But now I have a reason.
See, I was a visionary. I was like, put some on that, would you please? Here's the thing. If you get a KISW face mask, you're going to look better than you ever have, and you'll be COVID compliant. Oh, and by the way, you'll be helping out the Washington State Nurses Association. That's cool. So listen, you want info? You want to get one of these masks? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be.
It's Wednesday, so maybe we could whack him instead.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! And earlier, it did happen. Steve did get whacked.
Bad.
Yeah, real bad.
Still hurts to sit.
Yeah, it sure does, buddy. Thank you, sir. He'll have another.
Well, we'll have to see what happens now. We've got Brittany in Puyallup. Brittany, Ooh. Are you there?
Yes, I am, and I'm ready to kick Migs' ass.
Let's go. Whoa. The Battle of Puyallup.
I already did it last year. He did walk out on me. It was a count out, but I still beat him.
Fair. Oh, sounds like count out. Did you wrestle Steve?
She hit me in the back of the head with a chair.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, I don't think any chairs will be happening now.
Wait, is this my friend Brittany?
It's not the Brittany that you think.
No, I know.
It's the Brittany that you know.
It's the one that...
it's not the Brittany on Wednesdays.
But it's the one that slammed me in the face with her backside once, right?
Yes.
Nope. She's a wrestler.
I don't
know
what to say to that.
She's a wrestler.
It's
on YouTube if you guys want to watch it.
I just don't want to give away her wrestler name because she's obviously going by her real name
We had
a match.
It's Backside Betty.
And she had me knocked in the corner and then she just full bore ran into me and just rear-ended my face. And that hurt.
Oh.
And that hurt.
Boy, you think that would be a nice thing, but I guess sometimes it can be a hurtful
thing. It was used as a weapon, BJ.
Yeah, well, all right, then.
All right, Steve, we'll get out of here.
I quit the match. I left. I was like, I was done with it.
I'm out.
Yeah, okay.
All right, get out. And take the back.
Wow. For those playing at home, Brittany, we'll have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brittany, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Which actor's daughter shot home video that went viral of him drunk and eating a cheeseburger?
Alec Baldwin.
No.
Pass.
The TGIF program lineup was a staple for what network?
ABC.
Yes. What is the wire that gives off light in a light bulb called?
Filament.
Yes. Ooh, nice. How many seasons did the sitcom Parks and Rec have?
Four?
No.
Five?
No.
Three?
No. Elton John performed with what hip-hop star at the 2001 Grammy Awards?
I don't pass.
What was the name of Mr. T's character on the A-Team?
Mr. T?
No.
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm not old enough for this. Pass.
Aw. What fabric was most popular in the 1970s leisure suits?
Wow.
Is it polyester?
Yes. On Seinfeld, Jerry had an uncle with what first name?
Oh, pass.
Bonjour is French for what greeting?
Hello.
Yes. In what decade was Johnny Depp born?
Seven.
No. One, two, three, four. Correct.
Sorry, Brittany.
Dang it.
Oh, I think you might be too young for these questions. Yeah. And I think Steve might be.
I'm also not a Seinfeld fan. It's too dry for me.
Oh.
It's too dry for her. Interesting.
Yeah.
Never heard it called a dry comedy, but I guess in a way.
I guess so, yeah.
There were some zany moments, but by today's standards, maybe it is very dry.
Maybe. And I've been watching it, but I don't think so. But I don't know. I've been spending a lot of time watching Golden Girls right now.
Yeah, so you're watching all the old stuff that is from the time.
I told your daughter that she needs to start watching Golden Girls.
I hope she likes it.
Yeah, well, it's old lady saying, like, horrible things.
Well, horrible things back then. Are they considered horrible today? Stuff?
Yeah, when you're an old lady, call another old lady a slut. It's kind of entertaining.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. Yeah.
I found the pic. There's the picture of what Brittany did to me in the rain.
Yeah, she did.
Look what she did to you.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's really wonderful. That's a good backside,
that's
Brittany.
That's a weapon.
Steve, well now, are you ready?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Which actor's daughter shot a home video that went viral of him drunk and eating a cheeseburger?
David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
It's one of the greatest videos ever.
The TGIF program lineup was a staple for what network?
Crap, I remember. ABC.
Yes.
There you go.
What is the wire that gives off light in a light bulb called?
Light.
No.
Bulb.
No.
Filament.
Yes.
What?
How many seasons did the sitcom Parks and Rec have?
Light bulbs are expensive, by the way.
Seven? Yes.
Good job.
Elton John performed with what hip-hop star at the 2001 Grammy Awards?
Eminem.
Yes.
Eminem.
What was the name of Mr. T's character on the A-Team?
B.A. Baracus. And the B.A. stood for badass.
Yes. What fabric was most popular in the 1970s leisure suits?
Shag. Carpet.
No.
Satin.
No. Wow. Satin. That'd be nice.
Polyester.
Whoa, yeah.
Nice.
On Seinfeld, Jerry had an uncle with what first name?
Oh, Abe?
No.
What the hell? Lou?
No.
Cosmo.
No. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And Steve, you whack. Yes. Brittany. 7-4.
Sorry, Brittany.
At least it was fair this time.
That's true.
Thanks for calling, Brittany. Thanks for putting your butt in Steve's face. That's always a wonderful thing to see.
That might be the first time you've ever said that.
Yeah.
Was it the last, maybe? I don't know.
Oh.
Brittany calls back.
Yep. So, did she say mean things about Seinfeld?
She said it was too dry.
Oh, because so it says I was in love with her until she slammed Seinfeld.
And it was, I mean, it's personal preference. I can kind of get why some people would think it's too dry until, like, Kramer comes in and do something.
It's not a slam to say, I mean, humor is humor, and there is dry humor. Bob Newhart, well, was the last guy to think of it, maybe Stephen Wright.
About the dry.
Those guys, yeah, I don't know who's dry these days who would be considered dry humor. But that's not a slam. That's just a, hey, that kind of humor I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she slammed the show at all.
Nope. But maybe she needs to go back and, you know, binge the whole thing. It's available.
I saw a buddy say, I'm just starting watching Seinfeld. They just started binge watching Seinfeld. They said, I did not realize how much I'm like George Costanza until now. Like, he just finally got probably people comparing him to George.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
I heard
that's
that.
That's got to suck, man.
I heard that my whole time. And then when Larry David did his show and was even more Costanza, since the character was based after Larry David, the co-creator of Seinfeld. And then when Big Bang Theory came out, and then everybody said, you are Sheldon and Costanza.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love when we told that to Jim Parsons, the actor who played, when we interviewed him. He was just like,
you must be a lovely person.
Yeah, he was like, okay, glad that this interview is the only way I'll get to know you.
And I stand corrected. BA, it stood for bad attitude. I think I just secretly wanted it to stand for badass.
I thought it did, too. And yeah, the way you said attitude. It with such confidence, I'm like, I believe you, Steve.
I believe they meant badass. I do, wonder. But I couldn't say it.
You're probably right. Back in those days, you couldn't get away with saying badass.
Yeah.
Going back to Seinfeld, Jerry had an uncle with what first name? Does anybody know?
I don't think I do.
Uncle Leo.
Uncle Leo!
You're
Uncle
really
Leo.
Close with Louie, but not there.
That's right. He said Uncle Leo a lot.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Art Vandelay. That was what I was trying to think as a joke.
Oh, yeah. Vandelay. It was, George Costanza's pseudonym.
Hey, look at Danny.
His alias.
Here's Danny going, there are three old guys talking about something I don't know.
Yeah, no idea. Danny looks like my daughter right now when we try and speak to her. Like, just these are just words. Yep. Nothing is registering.
I don't know anything about it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And Danny tried to watch the show and really didn't get through much of it.
It's too dry for me. Oh, I was in love with you until you slammed Seinfeld.
Yeah. Jerk.
Oh, congrats, Steve.
So in response, binge watch it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations to Steve. What are you going to do about that?
Winner, winner.
Winner, winner. Let's talk about this guy in New Jersey. His name is Brian. He was vice president at an ad agency. And like a lot of folks, man, this COVID has just kicked everybody's employment ass. He got laid off in June. So how about he's looking for a new job? While he's doing that, he's been mowing senior citizens' lawns for free. I love this. Here's Brian talking about it.
It just feels good. It feels right. I'm just, you know, following my heart. A really tough stretch the last few months for all of us. Right now, I have a link on the website, iwanttomowyourlawn.com, for gas money donations. It's stressful and just wanted to put some good out there.
I thought I Want to Mow Your Lawn was a different website.
Whoa.
Well, I suppose, look, if you're doing it as a public service.
Donations.
Here's one of the senior citizens talking about this guy's venture, not Steve's venture.
My wife called up. She said, you're getting too old to do that. Can't afford to have a what do you call it, come around every couple of weeks.
It's been...
What do you call it?
Oh. Yeah, that landscaper. What do you call guy?
Oh, yeah, landscaper. That's the word.
That's it. A lawnmower kid.
I love that guy. Yeah. He didn't even like waste time trying to get his brain moving to the point where he could get the proper term. He's just like, whatever you call it. He doesn't even care.
See, that's what I love about some Northeasterners. They're just not going to let a word they can't remember get in the way of a good story. They'll just keep it going.
Right.
You know, we'll finagle something. I will say this. I have been talking to, you know, in my life to a lot of people that are out of work. Mm-hmm. They're getting the stimulus unemployment stuff, and so they're getting some money. Some people are even getting more money than they were getting before. So I ask them, well, what are you doing? Because this isn't going to end forever. I have to tell you, I am very disappointed with some of the answers. I'm doing nothing. And my brain is like, if you're not getting any money and you have do whatever you can to try to get a job, but right now you can't because your business just isn't open right now or what you're good at. What about volunteer work? Why don't you, you know, because a lot of the people I'm talking to, I'm depressed. It sucks. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm sitting at home. Well, why don't you go volunteer if you can? I mean, you're getting paid. So yeah. Why not do something to help other people so that you don't feel like a jerk? And you don't put yourself in a bad mood. And you're also giving back because the government has given you money to help you out. Maybe you could help somebody else out.
Or just find a hobby. There's got to be something out there.
Yeah, well.
Take up knitting. I don't know. But you know, for some people, though, like they're just in such a rut. It's just a pain in the ass just to even get themselves out of their own head. You know what I mean?
So, see, that's psychology 101. You got no one to blame for yourself. You got to do something to help yourself. I mean, unless you've got a clinical issue.
Right. I like what this guy's doing, though. It's pretty awesome.
It's a great idea.
I go to his website because I'm like, okay. And then he goes, but if you're under 65, he is taking orders and you can get hired.
Yeah.
So he is making some income from this probably because some people, I mean, dude, everyone's talking about it. It's on CBS, Yahoo, AOL, NorthJersey.com talked about it. News Channel 12, New Jersey. Like, he's getting a lot of PR. For all we know, this might turn into now a landscaping business for this guy.
Which would be wonderful. And anybody could do it, Steve. I think it's fascinating that this is the first story that we're hearing about somebody doing, like, you know, because it's good news. I would imagine a lot of people could be doing this, mm-hmm. you know, helping out other people while they're getting their unemployment and while they've done everything they can to find a job. Because it's not easy to find a job. It's not like normal times when you're unemployed and, you know, you can do a lot of stuff. I mean, there's just so many businesses closed. But so many people could use help in some way, shape, or form. And I got people who I know, like you talked about, get a hobby. I've known their hobby, and I go, hey, you know what? You do this as a hobby. how about if I pay you if you would do this a little bit for me? And the eyes I get rolled by some people, like, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, so you're bored, you're depressed, the government's giving you money. I'm giving you an opportunity to make more money with the time you're wasting doing nothing. And you're like, no.
Yeah, some people just want to complain.
Yeah.
That's and really what it boils down to. They don't want solutions. They just want to be able to bitch.
And that's, I think, why some people in this country are mad at giving money to people like that. It's like, you know what? You got to go out and fish for yourself once in a while. We just can't keep throwing you fish. You got to take care of yourself, especially if you're able to.
I mean, since college, I've been trying to mow people's lawns, and I was always getting denied.
Yeah, you know, look at you, though. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know if you're the guy I want in my yard.
It wasn't your yard that I was offering my services
over his head.
Oh, I totally missed that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know.
Oh, you're talking about the sexy stuff again. Yeah.
They didn't have a lawn, BJ. Really? They lived in a dorm.
Okay, Danny, thanks. Okay, I missed that one because, you know, forgot Steve's going back to, you know.
I'm a volunteer.
Oh, yeah, you're a great volunteer.
I wasn't going
to. You know, you have to be good at it, right?
Well, how am I going to get good at it if you don't let me do it a few times?
Yeah, you know what?
You get what you paid for.
Does anybody need to be? I mean, look, unless somebody's like wanting to teach you, you know, like you go to a, you know, like a.
Well, I can confirm nobody did, BJ.
Yeah, well, that's what
college was difficult.
Yeah, there are some people that, and you know what? You'd probably have to pay them to. Well, actually, that's called prostitution. But anyway, it is time for it's time for listeners on the loose. You get to pick the topic. You guide the show. Yeah, you know what? Change the topic for us. We don't know what we're doing over here. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, sponsored by T-Mobile. Listeners on the Loose, this is where you, yes, you, get to pick the topic and you get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's that simple, man. You pick up the phone, you call us, but remember, Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone had the question. Migs, who's the hockey player that you're most looking forward to see play in person once the Kraken start? Oh, man. That's a solid question. I'm trying to think. They said, I can't wait to see Ovechkin during the warm-ups. Man, I might be right there with you. Ovechkin would be pretty cool. I've never seen him play live. But he's probably like at the top of my list.
He's like, is he pretty much the guy right now?
Well, I mean, you got Sidney Crosby still.
Who's that guy? I never heard of him.
I mean, yeah, but Ovechkin, I think, is like, in my eyes, he's like an icon at this point, especially after they won the cup and the way that he partied. Like, just to be able to see him play would be pretty cool.
And he's younger than Crosby, right?
They're about the same age,
I really
think.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I always thought he came after. Isn't that interesting?
If anything, it was like soon after. There's not that huge. He's 34 years old.
Oh, wow. And he's older than I thought. Man, he's been in the league
Crosby's
that long.
Crosby's 33, actually. Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe I thought Ovechkin was much younger than Crosby. That's amazing.
No, they were soon. One came after the other, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they've been around for a while. But I would love to. I mean, he's 34. He's definitely going to still be playing by the time the crack can start. It'd be crazy if he retired before that. So.
Yeah, 36. But you know what? I mean, yeah.
Jagr played until his 40s. So.
Well, and to me, that fascinates me about hockey because it is not an easy sport to play.
No, some players are able to take care of themselves, though. You know, and they're just able to still keep going. They might not be the superstar that they once were, but they're still able to make it happen.
And still better than anybody that could be put in their place when you think about it.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
I guess perhaps wisdom and experience does count for something as opposed to raw talent, you know, when you lose some of that.
I also like to see the Bruins show up so they could lose to the Kraken. And it'd be fun to see Tuukka Rask have a meltdown.
That would be really
his old school meltdowns. Not the stuff that involves family, of course. Like, I'm not goofing about that. But the days where he'd get mad at his own players and break his goalie stick against the pipes.
That would be fun to watch.
I enjoyed that as a goalie.
Love it because I'd be pissed too.
Well, also, I think anyone who's played the sport has had that meltdown. But, you know, we've done it on a smaller level. Like, just with our buddies playing beer league hockey, you get mad at your buddies and you just break your stick. I've never done it in front of 15,000 people.
I think that's one of the reasons why he's beloved. because that's the Boston attitude. You know, you want to see a guy get so angry about a loss. Sometimes athletes who go to Boston and New York, when the fans think they don't care, you know, and it's not that they don't care, they just have a different demeanor. If you're a person that really seems like you care about losing and, you know, you don't want that to happen, the fans love you more in those northeastern towns.
Somebody asked if we've seen the video of the guy that spoke in front of a city council about chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's going on with that?
I just saw it, and it made me so happy that there's somebody that's decided to show up to a city council meeting. And I imagine it must be Lincoln, Nebraska, because it's the Lincoln City Council, and spoke in front of the politicians to demand that people stop calling chicken nuggets boneless chicken wings.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Somebody actually did that and wasted their time?
Wasted their time? What are you talking about? This guy made the best use of time ever. You talk about when people are not working and they need to find something to do. This guy's trying to make change, BJ. He's got long hair and he's got a tie on and everything.
I'm super serious.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We have the audio.
Yeah. Oh, thank God for
ready
that.
For this?
I propose that we as a city remove the name Boneless Wings from our menus and from our hearts. These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing.
Yeah.
Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them Buffalo style chicken tenders. Okay. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps to show the country that where we stand and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long.
This guy is for president,
right?
Yeah, right. Oh, so you guys love this guy and I hate this guy.
He's the hero we all need. Why do you hate him?
Because
hate is a
first
strong
of all,
word.
They are bone. Oh, I do. I know. I try not to use the word hate. I've had listeners ask me not to, but I hate this guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're working towards being a better person.
I am. I'm reserving all my hate for one person.
For this guy.
Because they are boneless. No. They are chicken wings. No, and that's the way America made them be. If GIF can be GIF and not JIF, then whatever, or vice versa, then I'm taking boneless chicken wings and keeping it.
But it's not even a wing anymore. It's not even...
Hey! You know, I mean, look, you know what the kids do today? They change everything around, even if it's not what it is. So I'm going to do the same thing.
But why can't we call it just Buffalo Chicken Nuggets?
I'll tell you why.
Or trash.
That's not why.
Trash is fine.
I'll tell you why.
I like boneless chicken. I like chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I just don't want to call it a boneless wing.
I have somebody on my side.
Who?
God is on my side.
Is that like the 11th commandment? Enjoy boneless chicken.
Well,
wings?
Think
Moses
about this.
Moses know this?
In the world of God, what came first? Boneless chicken wings. And then this guy is trying to defy what God's allowed.
Sir, I'm ordained, and I don't believe you have any communications with God.
Oh, I didn't say I have communications with God, but I know a guy.
At this point, you're just doing make-em-ups, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's never been done in life.
Imagine being at that city council meeting. Here you are. And I can imagine those are long days where you just have to listen to like the most ridiculous, like a speed bump in front of my house. You know, like that kind of stuff is probably happening a lot. And then all of a sudden, there's a guy. He's like, I like to strike boneless chicken wings from the vocabulary.
It's what, Lincoln, Nebraska, where it was happening?
It was in Lincoln City Council. I'm assuming Lincoln, Nebraska.
So there's not a lot. There can't be a lot going on, right? So I guess he's probably giving him a good smile.
Yeah, I mean, he could be out on the streets doing meth. No, he's inside city council making change.
Well, you know what? So is that my choices in life? I either have ridiculous boneless chicken conversations with city council or I do meth. It's one of the two.
It is one of the two.
All right, and it was Nebraska, yes.
Okay. Apparently in Nebraska, you have two options, sir.
One person raised a point. The McRib, no ribs in it. Chew on that.
Oh, yeah, Danny.
Yeah, but it's pressed into a rib shape, whereas the chicken, boneless chicken wings don't even look like a wing.
So you're saying if we push them in a boneless chicken or sometimes a drumstick shape, because that some
I'm saying if you take bones out of a chicken wing, then you can call it a boneless chicken wing.
I'm saying if you take the bone out of a rib, you can call it a McRib. Oh,
so that's another point. How much dog meat's in a hot dog?
Oh, Danny!
Man, these are stoner conversations I was not ready for this morning.
How are you not ready? Did you see what that guy looked like? He came from a stoner convention.
He absolutely did. He probably smoked so tough before he went in there.
Yeah.
I wonder if he told his friends, Or if this was just something that bothered him. You know what I mean? Like, I like to know the backstory. Was it like a bet? Like, hey, guys, I think it'd be funny if I go to the city council meeting and do this. Because they video all that. Like, so the video's always out there.
You think it's for viral reasons, too?
You
think it's
going to be
a YouTube dude? You know, and figured, hey, look what I'm going
to
do. And then he can take that video that's out there and throw it on his YouTube page or his TikTok or his Tactic or whatever the hell they're doing it.
I do, like, at one point, he even, like, Lisa on Twitter, he even said, at one point, he says, to teach your children that meat is attached to bones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Did we just get a comment from the Vegetarian League in that one?
Huh?
That's, I mean, so is that, was she being funny?
Well, no, he's like, because his whole point is, like, you can't do this to the children. You're lying to them. You have to
teach
them that meat is attached to bones.
Okay. You know what, then, Danny, if that's the case, the McRib's not, you know, I'm sorry.
I'm looking at this dude. I bet he likes Stoner Rock. Like, he's probably into, like, Caius and Baroness and Mastodon.
Ooh, wow. This
is great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? At least
all
I
great
see
songs.
So you know, we're definitely, you know, or you see that he's a meth addict just trying to recover.
And there's just some poor woman in the back with a mask on, sitting in the peanut gallery, and she's just like, I got to imagine in her head, she's like, why? I just want to.
What is she doing there?
She probably wants a speed bump in her neighborhood, and she's gonna listen to Boneless Bobby.
Yeah,
Boneless Bobby.
Yeah. Look at all the chairs. The chairs, like you can't sit anywhere in those chairs. Is that what those signs are saying?
Try to keep things socially distant.
And there's that one lady waiting to get her speed bump.
I love this guy.
I hope my life never descends into this.
What, just trying to bring cheer to America?
No, I mean going to a city council meeting, having to ask for something.
What would you go in there to ask? What would you ask for?
I would ask for Boneless Bobby to be removed from our city. That's what I would ask for. I would petition his removal from our city limits. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, this one's a good question. Happy belated birthday to you, BJ.
Oh, thank you.
Did your kids get you any Kraken gear? Hashtag go crack go.
Oh, yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Well, let's just say.
Oh, no.
We'll see what tomorrow will bring.
What is it? Like? How do you celebrate your birthday?
No, I mean, tomorrow is our Kraken Day, isn't it? This is when we were all.
Oh!
Tomorrow's Kraken Thursday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Release the Kraken.
I was like, wait, your kids don't give you a gift until Thursday?
Yeah. She's up. You guys, you know what? Now I don't feel so bad. You guys forget stuff, too.
Tell me, that's your day. Thursdays are like your big party day for Kraken.
I know, but I was
just, right.
Okay, fine.
The way you good said point. It made it sound like point. You didn't know if you had anything.
Well, I was sort of, I was replying to the texter. It's like, let's see what tomorrow will bring, texter.
We weren't tracking. We no. weren't on the same way.
Hey, look, I know what it's like not to track. I'm not part of this.
To the best of us.
I'm now 60, so believe me, not tracking, that's my Kraken game.
I do like the hashtag of go crack go.
Yeah.
Go crack go.
All right.
Go crack go.
Yeah, it flows really well.
Yeah, that will be a fun chant to yell at the game.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun with that team.
Especially if the team wins. You know, sometimes when you leave a Seahawks game and the team wins and you're like walking through the tunnels and getting out of the place and everyone's yelling Seahawks. If we're leaving the Green AF arena and yelling go crack go as we leave, that might like give false hope to some people outside on the streets.
That's a good point.
Like,
right.
What do you need?
Yeah.
No,
we're not buying anything. Yeah, instead of having a bunch of scalpers, you'll have a whole different kind of transaction going on.
Oh, the scalpers going to be called crack dealers.
Oh, yeah, I like that. You're absolutely right. Our it'll be a special kind of scalper selling just Kraken stuff.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, these are all the things that the team really was hoping for.
You are too brilliant for your own good.
Or too stupid.
Yeah. The corporation's like, I told you not to pick that name.
Oh, people should be able to just laugh. You know what I mean? Some people get so, like, butthurt and offended by it. It's like, dude, relax.
Believe me. Those words are so poignant today and every day since COVID. We have to laugh more. We really do.
Although they do need to pump the brakes on releasing more and more merchandise on their websites.
It's
a problem. Yeah. Especially shout out to Simply Seattle, the great store here in the Northwest. They always have awesome stuff. They have a great Russell Wilson shirt that says "Let Russ Cook," which I think is kind of a fun one.
Oh,
like,
nice!
Yeah. But they keep putting out cool Kraken gear on their website, and it's like, you guys realize. Can't keep buying all this stuff.
I can.
Well, and I will.
First of all, it'll take me a long time to catch up to you and Danny.
Yeah.
And the kids got me a couple of pieces yesterday. I'm very excited. Though there's one thing they didn't get me, so Christmas will be coming, and I'll make sure to tell them that there's definitely something I want from the Kraken store that
booty shorts.
Booty shorts. Man, you know what? You know me. You just know me.
They have like a cool Kraken piece of artwork that looks like it's like part of the anchor, and it's just cool. I dig that. Plus, I want to get a Kraken flag for my garage.
Same.
Oh, you're going to be that guy.
Yes.
You're going to be the guy that's got the giant flag hanging off your house. I love that.
Why not? It's going to be in my garage.
Oh, I totally misunderstood you. Oh, inside? Oh, what? Come on. You got to display it outside so the neighbors can go,
yeah, right?
Oh, it's flag guy.
Well, I'll pull it out for they're on the march to win the Stanley Cup. Like,
then,
you know, then like I have a Seahawks flag for those kind of moments. Like when the time is right, you can't just have it fly out there all year round.
Yeah, see, I get mad.
Pick and choose those moments.
I get mad at people that put out the flags that are all political. It's like, no, those are designed for sports to piss off all of the, basically the other teams.
Yes.
You know, especially if you live in an area where you know, like if you're in a neighborhood, you know your neighbor's like a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
You immediately put your Yankee flag out there. Piss him right off.
We have a neighbor that has a Steelers flag out all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many times I've contacted the HOA to have him fined? Never. But
yeah, he should be fined, actually. That's different. I mean, no one should ever fly a Steelers flag. That's almost like, you know, really put him on the do not fly list at this point.
Ah, it's so exciting. Well, we got like 399 more days or something like that until they start their season.
It's starting to sound like Danny every time it's the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I follow a Twitter page that just counts down how long it takes until the Kraken start playing hockey.
Ooh, helpful.
And the good news is that from what I'm reading in the world of medicine, I feel like the Kraken, they are going to be one of the first things we're going to celebrate where we might be able to get back and go to stuff, like, you know, in a decent amount of crowds.
Yeah, we got 400 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's figure this out, people.
They're thinking by October 2021 might be like a time where we're starting to see some return to normalcy. Hopefully there's a vaccine out and all that good stuff. And how cool would that be? What a celebration if the first thing we could go to en masse would be, of course, the beginning of the Kraken season and career.
It's going to be rocking at the Kraken.
I love that.
Yeah. This is a good question. What musician's death hit you the hardest?
Ooh. Musician's death.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? For me, the first one that came to mind was Peter Steele from Typo Negative.
That was a bummer.
Because I love the music so much, and I realized I will never have a chance to see him live.
Mine, first thing that came up, and I honestly, it's still to this day, I'll listen to Audioslave, even Soundgarden too. I lean more towards Audioslave for some reason. It's resonating more with me post Chris Cornell's life. But yeah, it's Cornell. I mean, I remember that day. I remember being so busy on the air that it really didn't register when we were on. Like, the moment I wake up, woke up to the moment I finally got to sit on my couch, like, it was just go, pay tribute to Chris Cornell, assemble a show that we could show some love and honor him and play some old clips. But then when I got home and just sat down and just kind of like reflected on it, I was devastated. It's still to this day, man, I hear his voice and I just get sad.
Yeah. For me, it's Tony Sly from No Use for a Name. It was an old punk band.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, yeah. And he died back a while back. And it's just every time that I hear No Use for a Name these days, it's like one of those, come on, man. Rest in peace, Tony Sly.
Somebody said Dimebag Darrell. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Not a good one, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for you, BJ, what is it?
You said Chris Cornell. I'm going to actually talk about two people, and Chris is the first one, and then, of course, the cascading effect with Chester.
Oh, yeah, Chester Bennington.
Yeah,
Linkin Park.
Those two, and it wasn't so much music as it was that you just I had no idea the struggle. And then I think of Layne Staley. I think of Mike Starr. I just think of the people who, because of mental health unawareness, that so many beautiful, wonderful people that we lose having no idea. And I know myself, I have not had a lot of, in my years, I haven't had a lot of empathy towards rock stars that would be late or whatever might be going on in their life as I would be on this other end of the microphone. And it's powerful for me to go, whoa, you know, I had no idea what was going on with Chris. I had no idea what was going on in his life. It looked like he had life, you know, the greatest life you'd ever want.
And the crazy part is that, like, now I spent so much time listening to, I've always been a fan of Soundgarden and Audioslave, but I never really focused on, like, him and his voice and his lyrics. And you hear some of the lyrics on Audioslave, which obviously they had a few records out, and you're like, oh my gosh, man, he was really, like, he put his heart out and wore it on his sleeve in his lyrics, and you didn't really put two and two together at the time. You're just like, okay.
So many people we lose to that. I'm trying to think of the lead singer that I never really liked a lot. I'm blanking on his name. Duff was in the super group with him.
Oh, Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland. Yes,
and
thank
also
you.
Also, obviously, Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, and that was another guy that I just did not have a lot of empathy for. And now, you know, looking back on some of the statements that I made, thinking like, I had no idea what he was going through and what his life was like. And mental health is such a big issue now, and I now just they've all impacted me because of my own ignorance and what I've learned and realize, you know what, I can't contribute to the ignorance anymore, and just know that if somebody's acting in a way that we would go, what the hell's going on, it's probably a mental health issue.
Talk about Michael Hutchence. I forgot all about him from NXS.
Oh, yeah.
They're such a great band.
Yeah.
Mac Miller, great hip-hop artist that unfortunately passed away recently. Layne Staley's coming up a lot. Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone. I think a lot of metal fans right now are still kind of mourning the loss of Riley from Power Trip. Riley Gale, who's the vocalist.
Oh, right, yeah.
And we talked about him yesterday, and I spent a lot of time yesterday just working out, listening to Power Trip, and just being like, oh my gosh, these guys were just no pun intended, but a powerhouse of a thrash metal band. And it's said that he's gone at the age of 34.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I mean, look, in that particular instance, I don't know the circumstances. How
they haven't released it.
Yeah, but I mean
there's speculation, of course.
Yeah, but he's, I mean, a young man, obviously. But either way, you know, the bottom line is this, is that a lot of the musicians that we love, I mean, are really going through, they've gone through amazingly tough times. I mean, Kurt Cobain hasn't showed up, but obviously that's got to be a tough one.
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean,
Jimmy the Rev is coming up a lot. Yeah. The Rev, who's the drummer from Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah,
great drummer, and he passed a while back. Also, Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon.
Oh, gosh,
such an underrated band.
Yeah.
I feel like that band would have had, they would be looked back on not being an underrated band if they had more time on this planet, I guess, with him singing, you know, because he was such an incredible singer-songwriter, but they only had a couple of records, and then, you know, everyone, of course, knows him for the No Rain song, but they were such a great band.
Yeah, and so much of this we find out is, you know, it's very similar. And the people that speak to us and somehow inspire us to get through, you know, because they're saying what they're saying what you're going through. You know, you can hear the pain and they're helping you process the pain. Unfortunately, it doesn't do for them what it's done for you to keep you going. That's the ultimate tragedy, is that how many people were inspired by all those folks to push through and find a way and actually get a cathartic release, and it just didn't do it for them what it's done for you. That's the tragedy for me.
Tom Petty, that one's come up as well.
I mean, that was, I look at that and it sucked, but at least it seemed like it was, you know, the guy had a full life. You know, it sucks. Where some of these other names, you know, man, they still could be on the planet, you know, in my mind. You know, Tom, I think, was natural causes, I think.
Oh, man.
I think it was natural causes.
I can't remember how old Tom Petty was, but he was close to
70, right?
He had some health issues, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, nothing, you know, so, I mean, he at least got to stay on the planet and make a lot of good music, and that's, you know,
yeah.
All right, here's a big question that has to be answered. What do Ryan Castle
and Arnold have in common?
Yes, Arnold, what do we have in common?
Ryan Castle, Arnold Schwarzenegger, what do they have in common?
Yeah.
You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Arnold Schwarzenegger have in common?
Arnold has a pet named Lulu. I have a Lola.
All right.
Have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger's pet donkey?
Yeah, Lulu? He feeds them.
Yeah. I have never, I never thought I needed a pet donkey until I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger's donkey on Twitter.
Did he have like a mini horse and a donkey that he just has hanging out in his living room?
Yeah, it's Lulu and Whiskey. Yeah. I mean, it's the coolest thing ever. It really is.
He's out of his mind.
One text says they both regret working with Tom Arnold. Another one says they both want to pump Steve up.
Yeah, they do.
And they're both mistaken for Danny DeVito at times.
Oh!
Twins.
Yeah, I've been next to Ryan Castle. Many people have asked for an autograph every time. They go, please, I love you and Always Sunny.
Uh-huh.
True. Yeah, it's all true.
True story.
Happens all the time. I'm the 6'3" version of Danny DeVito.
Yeah, you are.
That should be your Twitter bio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Tinder bio.
So,
yeah.
A lot of us are looking for great entertainment, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to give it to us. Apparently, he's going to take his first stab at scripted TV. He's starring in a father-daughter spy series. We don't know what network. We don't know the name. We don't know when it's going to happen. But apparently, yeah, he's going to do it. I mean, he was on TV before, taking over for Donald Trump as the host of The Apprentice, you know, but...
That doesn't count.
That's not like a scripted TV show. Well, I guess in a way they are, but you know what
I mean. I think you should do a cooking show called True Pies.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, more of that from Ryan Castle and a 12-pack coming up.
BJ and Migs' play of the day.
Jamie Foxx and his daughter are developing a sitcom called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. Based on this, when did your parent embarrass you, or when have you embarrassed your kid?
Somebody says, my sister used to shave her eyebrows and then draw them on. A lot of people have done that in the past.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first time she brought a boyfriend home to meet the family, my dad licked his finger and wiped one of them off.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I love that, Dad.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.